thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
For all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator. Welcome, delightful viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Aster 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. And Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 26 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs. In Paraguay, in Ciudad del Este, channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná. In Cameroon, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV, and channel 57 on Medium Network Service, or MNS. In Mongolia, in Khovd Province, channel 21 on Khan Altay Cable TV. In Erdenet City, channel Z26 on Ilha Tengir Cable TV, and channel 50 on Chimor Cable TV. In Squatter, Siling Province, channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhau Province, channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. In Ilha, channel 14. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Supervisions, channel 47 and Orange Cable Companies, channel 65. In Hotus, on channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Slovenia, channel 73 on T2 Slovenia. In the Netherlands, channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. In Formosa or Taiwan, on Green Island, channel 61 on Huan Yu Cable, channel 35 on Multimedia On Demand of Chunghua Telecom. In Taipei City, channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, channel 108 on Xinhe Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. Also in Taipei County, channel 97 on Mangrove Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, channel 96 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, channel 108 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, channel 100 on Dongya Cable TV. In Penghu County, channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. And in Jinmen County, channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, a Lebanese humanitarian organization donates free wheelchairs by recycling. In environmental news, the United Nations call for an international system to monitor marine life. In technology news, Toyota is developing anti-alcohol driving equipment. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, October 17th, is the beginning of Diwali, or Festival of Lights, celebrated in South Asia by people of the Hindu, Jain, and Sikh faiths. This five-day joyful event honors the triumph of light over darkness and knowledge over ignorance. It symbolizes a renewed dedication to benevolence and harmony. Diyas, or oil lamps, are lit up around homes, businesses, and public places. Colorful fireworks are part of the special occasion. Gift-giving to neighbors and loved ones is also traditional. May all our Hindu, Jain, and Sikh brothers and sisters have an illuminated Diwali, abundant with heaven's blessings.
Fly-in News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association Relief News Update from China. On September 19th and 20th, heavy downpours lashed China's southwestern Chongqing municipality, taking three lives and causing the evacuation of nearly 230,000 residents from their homes. The storm hit 54 towns and villages across five counties, triggering landslides and submerging over 8,500 hectares of farmland. In the worst-hit Qianjiang district alone, 4,765 rural homes were damaged.
On September 22nd, sending her sympathy and prayers, Supreme Master Qinghai asked that our association members go and help those in desperate need, saying that funds would be available accordingly. As per Supreme Master Qinghai's frequent requests for updates, following is the report from our association's relief team via foreign group.
October 9, 2009. Most Benevolent Master, regarding relief work in Chongqing, Sichuan, China. Upon initial investigation, the situation did not appear very serious. We then immediately set out to help the families most in need. We went to a village in Yunyang County and visited seven families who had lost their homes and were in need of help, bringing them Master's love and comfort. Our second stop was a severely affected village in Huangxi town of Qianjiang district, where 10 households were completely collapsed. We gave them financial aid accordingly. The relief recipients were very touched and grateful for Master's support. In both areas, we distributed SOS flyers, and the victims said they would try to be vegan to minimize disasters and save our planet. The Huangxi town head accompanied us throughout our relief work there, helping to deliver the flyers. He promised to quit smoking immediately and to tell all 3,000 residents of his town to read the informative flyers.
With God's blessing, the relief work was smoothly completed. A total of $1,184 U.S. dollars was covered by our association members for this relief work. Thank you, Master, for giving us this opportunity to spread God's love. With deep gratitude, China Relief Team.
Supreme Master Qinghai responded with the following message. Beloved lotuses, my heart pains so much for the poor people, but thank you, angels, for your quick love in action to aid the unfortunate. If any more help is needed, please ask. We have 20,000 U.S. dollars ready for this use. Hugs and love, Qinghai.
Our gratefulness for Supreme Master Qinghai's permission to share these details with our concerned viewers and to our association's foreign group for providing this report.
Our appreciation, Huangxi Town Head, for your assistance and a big bravo for your wholesome switch to a smoke-free lifestyle. We are also grateful to Supreme Master Qinghai for her heartfelt care of the vulnerable and thank our association's relief team for their dedicated endeavors. May the affected see a soon return of the comforting regularity of their day-to-day lives as we pray that our greater benevolence eases calamities as these.
Quakes shake Alaska, Samoa, and Indonesia. A magnitude 6.3 tremor struck off the coast of one of the Aleutian Islands in the U.S. state of Alaska on Tuesday, the second of such magnitude in less than 24 hours. On Thursday, a tremor registering 6.0 on the Richter scale jolted the Samoa Islands. And on Friday, a 6.1 magnitude quake hit Indonesia's Java Island, sending frightened people into the streets and triggering the evacuation of downtown Jakarta. These tremors come just 2 weeks after the South Pacific Islands were devastated by a lethal tsunami and a deadly quake struck in Indonesia. Thankfully, in this case, there were no reports of damage or casualties thus far, and no tsunami warning was issued. We are relieved to know of everyone's safety in the quake-stricken regions. With the grace of the providence, may humanity's gentler lifestyles help restore our Earth's stability.
Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
New UN Security Council members announced. The most recently elected countries to the United Nations body responsible for maintaining international peace and security include Brazil, Nigeria, Gabon, Lebanon, and Bosnia.
They are joining the Security Council as 5 of the 10 total non-permanent members and will serve for 2 years starting January 1, 2010. Recently stabilized Bosnia has been elected for the first time, with Foreign Minister Sven Alkalaj stating, "We are going to be a strong voice for preventive diplomacy." The 5 permanent Security Council members are China, Russia, Britain, France, and the United States.
Our warm accolades, Bosnia, Brazil, Gabon, Lebanon, and Nigeria, on your new United Nations appointment. May your unique insights and experience further the goal of shared understanding among all peoples.
Syrians released in Israel. On Thursday, October 15th, Mr. Bashir Suleiman Ahmad Macht and Mr. Assem Mahmoud Ahmed Wali of the contested region of Golan Heights were granted early release. Mr. Macht, who had been detained for 25 years, was accompanied by his family members back to his hometown of Majdal Shams, where he said, "I feel like I have been born again." We are gladdened to know of the renewed freedom of the 2 Syrian men. May they be blessed with many years of contentment with loved ones as we pray for the fostering of peace throughout the Middle East and beyond.
U.S. pig industry braces for swine flu infection in livestock. With pig herds in Canada, Argentina, Australia, and Ireland all having reported the presence of swine flu, U.S. pig industry experts believe it is just a matter of time before farmed pigs in the U.S. are infected with the virus. In the already established cases, it is believed to have passed from an infected person to a pig, then spread throughout the pig herd.
One major fear of epidemiologists and virologists is that once a pig in a factory farm contracts the flu, the overcrowded indoor conditions and extremely toxic filth will cause the flu to spread rapidly and possibly mutate into an even more virulent form that can be passed back to humans. Robert Martin, who directed a 2008 study by the Pew Commission on Industrial Farm Animal Production in the U.S., indicated that pigs are very susceptible to further mutation, stating, "The concern is that there are so many animals that the virus can go through several generations of mutation in a very quick period of time."
The current form of the virus continues to wreak havoc by taking human lives across the globe, with numbers that rose by 71 in 2 days to a global total of 4,774. Fatalities across Britain reached 106 as cases in Scotland rose by 80% within just 1 week. India's death toll surpassed 400, while other countries with recent fatalities include France, Belgium, Iran, Mexico, Canada, the Bahamas, Colombia, Venezuela, Formosa or Taiwan, and Thailand.
Cases rose past 10,100 in Ao Lạc or Vietnam. 2 new U.S. studies indicate that swine flu can inflict unusual damage to the lungs, such as blood clots, calling for closer attention to these potentially lethal signs in severe cases.
The swine flu has been called by the World Health Organization, or WHO, the fastest spreading pandemic among humans in history, with so many cases that the agency has stopped attempting to keep tally.
We meanwhile pray for the recovery of the afflicted and for the comfort of those who have lost loved ones. Our appreciation, Mr. Martin and the Pew Commission, for these alerts of the potential dangers of the foul and inhumane conditions of pig farms in producing a deadlier virus. May we end that fearful possibility through the life-affirming adoption of plant-based foods.
Foreseeing this tragic event, Supreme Master Ching Hai had designed the Alternative Living Flyer some years ago and asked our association members to distribute it worldwide since.
Alternative Living. Change your life, change your heart, change your diet. No more killing. Be healthy and loving. Examples of nutritious life-saving food, percentage by weight. Tofu from soya, 16% protein concentration. Gluten from flour, 70% protein concentration. Corn, 13% protein concentration. Rice, 8.6% protein concentration. Soybeans, kidney beans, chickpeas, lentils, etc., 10 to 35% protein concentration. Almonds, walnuts, cashews, hazelnuts, pine nuts, etc., 14 to 30% protein concentration. Pumpkin seeds, sesame seeds, sunflower seeds, etc., 18 to 24% protein concentration. Concentrated multivitamin tablets and capsules are also a good source of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants. Fruits and vegetables are full of vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants and contain high-quality fiber for maintaining good health and a long life. The recommended daily allowance, 50 grams of protein for an average adult. Calcium from vegetables is more absorbable than from cow's milk. To diminish the real threat of a worldwide pandemic from bird flu, to avoid the danger of mad cow disease or BSC and pig disease or PMWS, etc., to stop the continuing gruesome sacrifice of billions of our sweet domestic animals, marine life, and feathered friends daily. It's wise to change to a vegetarian diet for good. It's health, it's economy, it's ecology, it's compassion, it's peace, it's noble. For more information and free veg recipes, please refer to the websites listed below. al.godsdirectcontact.org, www.vrg.org, www.vegsource.com, or email to al@godsdirectcontact.org.
U.S. President commemorates Diwali. On Wednesday, October 14th, President Obama became the first U.S. head of state to preside over a celebration of Diwali, the Asian Festival of Lights. This annual holiday is commemorated by several religions worldwide.
As the president lit the White House ceremonial dia, or lamp that represents the illumination of the human spirit, Sanskrit scholar and ordained Hindu priest Sri Narayanachar Digalakot chanted the Asatoma Sagamaya, an ancient prayer of transcendence. President Obama stated,
"This coming Saturday, Hindus, Jains, Sikhs, and some Buddhists here in America, around the world, will celebrate this holiday by lighting diyas, or lamps, which symbolize the victory of light over darkness and knowledge over ignorance. And while this is a time of rejoicing, it's also a time for reflection, when we remember those who are less fortunate and renew our commitment to reach out to those in need."
Our respectful appreciation, Your Excellency and United States, for your observance of this time-honored spiritual tradition. As we join in wishing all Diwali celebrants an uplifting festival of lights, we pray that such efforts as yours continue to foster a global community of peace.
The Noble Wilds German edition is number one bestseller. The German language version of The Noble Wilds by Supreme Master Ching Hai has reached the top-ranking number one bestseller spot in the Young Readers category at the popular online bookstore Amazon.de. This enchanting volume introduces the residents of a peaceful green lakeside village called Amora.
In 2008, the original English edition of The Noble Wilds rose to number one international bestseller in all categories on Amazon.com. The recent release and success of the German edition coincides with the International Frankfurt Book Fair in Germany, where readers and various experts will have a chance to meet the author of The Noble Wilds on Sunday, October 18th, via a video conference commemorating the book's premiere. Supreme Master Television asked readers at the Frankfurt Book Fair what they thought of The Noble Wilds.
Mir hat es auf den ersten Blick sehr gut gefallen, das Buch. Sehr ansprechende Bilder, viel Grün. Viele schöne, hat was Kontemplatives, das Buch.
Dieses Buch, eine Oase der Stille in dieser großen Masse der Frankfurter Buchmesse, für mich darstellt.
Ich habe sofort das gesehen beim Vorbeilaufen. Hoppla, wow. Das ist ein Blickfang. Es hat eine kleine magische Wirkung. Es hat eine sehr schöne Aura, eine sehr schöne Ausstrahlung.
Filled with photographs that were taken and captioned with love, The Noble Wilds indeed appeals to people of all ages.
Ich habe das Gefühl, dass es... Das spricht mein inneres Kind an.
Die Sätze finde ich auch sehr schön und die Tiere sind sehr schön, wie man die auch erleben kann. In der Wildnis, die Wildtiere, dass manche sehr scheu sind oder manche auch halt nicht so scheu sind. Hier waren auch hier zum Beispiel die Schwäne oder die Vögel waren manche, Hunde, so Hunde waren da und ja, da waren halt auch noch Eichhörnchen, Rotbraune und ja, das Buch kann ich auch nur empfehlen.
The vibrant world of animals and Mother Nature truly come alive on the pages of The Noble Wilds.
Es ist wichtig, es gibt Bücher, die darauf hinweisen, dass wir in einer Natur leben, die wir erhalten müssen.
The Noble Wilds book release video conference with Supreme Master Ching Hai will be broadcast live this Sunday, October 18th, starting at 2 p.m. Central European Time in Frankfurt, Germany.
We are thankful for Supreme Master Ching Hai's masterpiece, The Noble Wilds, whose new language editions always delight more and more hearts and minds. May this literary treasure continue to bring peace and awakening to the preciousness of our co-inhabitants and shared natural abode.
Save our planet. Colombia's glaciers could be gone in 25 years. General Director Ricardo Lozano of the Colombian Institute of Hydrology, Meteorology, and Environmental Studies has stated that at current rates of global warming, their disappearance is 90% certain to occur. Such an event would endanger the country's ability to generate power, as 73% of her electricity is derived from hydropower driven largely by glacier-fed rivers.
The loss of the glaciers would also result in widespread water shortage, which researchers have linked to increased civil conflict. The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, or IPCC, has already warned that global water crises may extend to over 1.5 billion people by 2020, including up to 77 million Latin Americans.
General Director Lozano and colleagues at the Colombian Institute of Hydrology, Meteorology, and Environmental Studies, we are thankful for your clear-sighted observations. Let us all step together toward gentler, eco-conscious lifestyles for the conservation of our planet's precious resources and natural beauty.
Addressing the very real perils of glacial retreat, Supreme Master Ching Hai spoke of the actions needed to curb such tolls of climate change in a June 2009 video message for a climate change conference in Mexico.
Most of the planet's glaciers will be gone within a few decades, jeopardizing the survival of more than 2 billion people. The initial effects of glacier melt are destructive floods and landslides. As the glacial ice retreat continues, reduced rainfall, devastating droughts, and water shortages are the result. it might not be that early, but it's still not too late. We still can rescue our home, planet home. Okay, number one solution is vegan, organic vegan. Veganism will save our world.
Save our planet. Out of concern for their dwindling populations, the Welsh Assembly government in the United Kingdom extends a ban on scallop fishing.
Save our planet. Four of Brazil's largest meat companies sign a moratorium to ban the purchase of cattle from newly deforested sections of their rainforest, where 80% of the deforestation is being caused by meat-producing cattle farms.
Save our planet. Members of the International Air Transport Association, representing the world's largest airlines, pledged to reduce emissions 50% by 2050 while improving fuel efficiency 1.5% per year.
Save our planet. United Nations agencies report that global food and economic crises have increased the number of people going hungry in the world to 1.02 billion in 2009, a higher amount than any time in the past four decades.
I'm Honey, the belted flower fly, and I enjoy a vegan diet. I'm here with an animal-friendly tip of the day. Next time you're in the market for a purse or tote, try to purchase an eco-friendly vegan one. There are many creatively designed options available at several sites online. You'll feel good knowing your compassionate choice helped our animal friends and the Earth. Thank you for your attention, and thanks for being veg, going green, and saving the planet. Now it's time for the worldwide weather.
In humanitarian news, a Lebanese charity encourages nationwide recycling. Arc en Ciel Lebanon has received over a ton of bottle tops since launching a project in April 2009 to collect and sell the lids to recycling companies. The proceeds will be used to train people with disabilities in building wheelchairs, which will then be given away to those in need. Kudos Arc en Ciel Lebanon on helping both the environment and individuals. May the spirit of altruism be a welcome guest in our world.
In environmental news, the United Nations calls for international monitoring of our oceans. United Nations Environment Programme, or UNEP, Executive Director, Dr. Akim Steiner, reported that our seas are facing many challenges, including declining fish population, increasing land-based pollution, dead zones, and acidification. The UNEP plans continuous and detailed scientific observation of our planet's oceans to help address these issues. Our sincere gratitude, Dr. Akim Steiner and United Nations Environment Programme, for taking measures to safeguard Earth's life support system. May we all embrace the vegan diet, which is the most vital step to supporting a sustainable ecosphere of both land and water. Ahead on Noteworthy News, Toyota develops a system to prevent driving under the influence of alcohol. We'll just go for a hug. Be right back Please stay tuned for more motivating news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, responsible news for a better world. In technology news, a Japanese car maker is developing anti-drinking driving equipment. Toyota is producing a system which includes a breathalyzer and digital camera. It will close down the ignition for drivers who have high levels of alcohol and take a photograph for identification purposes. The apparatus will be installed in various trucks and government-owned vehicles. Our heartfelt appreciation, Toyota Motor Corporation, for your life-saving innovation. May all people adopt healthful habits for a happier and safer world.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told in Bulgarian entitled The Photographer.
Фотограф за национално новинарско списание бил назначен да направи снимки на голям горски пожар. Димът на мястото бил твърде гъст, за да направи добри кадри, затова той обезумял звънал в офиса си, за да наеме самолет. Самолетът ще те чака на летището, уверил го редакторът му. Веднага, щом стигнал до малкото провинциално летище, видял един самолет готов за излитане близо до пистата. Той скочил с оборудването си и се провикнал: «Да тръгваме! Да тръгваме!» Пилотът подкарал самолета и скоро те били във въздуха. «Лети над северната страна на пожара», казал фотографът, «и направи 3 или 4 ниски спускания». «Защо?» попитал пилотът. «Защото ще правя снимки! Аз съм фотограф и фотографите правят снимки», казал фотографът с огромно раздразнение и нетърпимост. След дълга пауза пилотът казал: «Значи, вие не сте моят инструктор?»
And now for our viewers' heartline about the Moon Festival, also known as Mid-Autumn Festival, celebratory programs on Supreme Master Television.
Man, I have always wanted to see what the Mid-Autumn Festival was all about. And now I know. Tyler from USA.
Lovely, Tyler. Great to hear that you have found out about this wonderful festival. May we have many celebrations in the future, honoring our planet as she thrives for eons to come. With God's blessings to you and all the generous people of the USA.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thanking you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May heaven smile upon you and your precious ones. Take care for now.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Ecuador announces support for a South American non-aggression pact proposed by Peru to halt the continent's costly arms race and direct the funds toward ending poverty instead.
Sudan's South Darfur governor Ali Mahmoud Mohamed states that the number of persons displaced by civil conflict in the past year has been reduced by half and that 40 tribal reconciliations have also occurred.
Despite cold weather, hundreds of Chicago, USA residents lined up to be the first ones inside for Chicago Vegan Mania event, which hosted noted speakers, delicious vegan food samples, and compassionate art creations.
Spanish Prime Minister José Luis Rodríguez visits Israel and the Palestinian West Bank for meetings with leaders to discuss the peace process and other regional issues.
American musician and vegan Moby announces that proceeds from his California USA concert tour will go to support charities working to ensure protection from domestic violence for women across the state.
At the conclusion of the China-Africa Cooperation Women's Forum 2009, hundreds of women delegates from China and 29 African nations agreed to help improve and support one another's living standards and contributions to society.
In Massachusetts, USA, a state nutrition program seeking to prevent obesity and promote health is now supplying low-income mothers and young children with access to nourishing whole grains, fruits, and vegetables.
An Israeli flag was displayed in the United Arab Emirates for the first time ever when delegates arriving from Israel were welcomed to participate in an International Renewable Energy Agency meeting in Abu Dhabi.
Hong Kong is donating over $500,000 U.S. dollars to World Vision Hong Kong to aid Indonesia in rebuilding after the recent destructive earthquake.
With a new Twitter website, the U.S. National Aeronautics and Space Administration invites the first 100 people who register online to view a space shuttle launch in person at the agency's Kennedy Space Center in Florida, USA.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.